Wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, we take a quick look at the rise of global capability centers, as they're called. But first, a few headlines. Apple's iPhone event, the Wanderlust, is to be held later today, where we might get to see the company's first smartphone with the standard USB-C charging port. It's at 10:30 p.m. India time, and you can watch the event on Apple's website. Meanwhile, Qualcomm yesterday announced a 3-year extension of its multi-billion dollar deal with Apple to continue to supply its 5G modems, Reuters reports. This suggests that Apple will need more time to make its own modems, while it has already moved its computers to processors it designs in-house. Tata Consultancy Services is the second Indian IT services company, after Infosys, to join Dassault Systèmes' Living Heart project that brings together industry, academia, hospitals, and regulators to build ever more accurate digital models of the heart, which will help develop more accurate treatment of heart diseases. TCS will contribute its domain and technology expertise and a digital twin of the human heart developed by the company and its findings from the work it has done so far on that software simulation, the company told the stock exchanges in Mumbai yesterday. Perfios, which provides a real-time credit decision platform and data aggregation APIs to financial companies, has raised $229 million in Series D funding from Kedara Capital, the Bengaluru SaaS company said in a press release yesterday. The new investment is a combination of a primary fundraise and a secondary sale from existing investors. Perfios, founded in 2007, currently operates in Southeast Asia and the Middle East. The company will use the money to expand into the US and Europe. Global capability centers, as they are now marketed, are offshore centers largely in India, providing work for large multinational parent corporations, mostly in the US, Britain, and Western Europe, but also from countries like Korea and Australia. Many of you interested in India's tech sector will of course be familiar with some of the history of how Texas Instruments came to Bengaluru, one of the earliest GCCs here. Of course, the term itself didn't even exist back then. Or take the expansion of Robert Bosch's software and engineering teams in India. The world's best-known companies across sectors have such centers in India, from JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs to GE Aerospace and GE Healthcare and Mercedes-Benz to Salesforce and Atlassian. There are close to 1,600 GCCs in India, employing about 1.66 million people and accounting for $46 billion in business as at the end of FY23, having grown at a CAGR of 11.4% from 2015 to 2023, or the year ended March 31st, 2023, according to the consultancy Zinnov in Bengaluru. Many of these companies have multiple centers in India, typically in Bengaluru, Chennai, Hyderabad, Pune, and the NCR. Zinnov calls these individual centers GCC units, and there were more than 2,740 GCC units at the end of FY23. For many companies, their India-based GCCs are often their largest development centers outside their home locations. These centers have grown from outposts offering back-office support to satellite centers to being part of a more globally integrated portfolio of hubs of the parent companies, according to Zinnov. Today, the GCC model is at the beginning of its next wave of growth, where these centers will become hubs of transformation, Zinnov argues. This was in a report the consultancy released in June, teaming up with NASSCOM, India's biggest tech lobby. In the first 6 months of 2023, 18 new GCCs were added in India, including from companies like BlackBerry, Truecaller, and the Lloyds Banking Group, and several existing GCCs were expanded. More recently, earlier this month, Zinnov provided a deep dive into two important sectors, aerospace and defense, and automotive. In aerospace and defense, companies that expanded their GCC operations in recent times include Boeing and Bombardier. Other top companies in the sector that have significant presence in India include Lockheed Martin, Rolls-Royce, Thales, Collins Aerospace, and Airbus. Their GCCs and workforce are concentrated in Bengaluru, Hyderabad, and NCR, which account for about 80% of their installed talent, as Zinov calls it. Half of these companies are from the US, and 62% of their work involves engineering R&D, according to Zinov. In the automotive sector, Daimler Truck, Fisker, and Eminox are among the new entrants. And companies with existing GCCs include Ford, BMW, Stellantis, Hyundai, and Mercedes-Benz. About half of all the auto sector GCCs in India have parent companies coming from the US and Germany. Pune and Bengaluru have the most GCCs at 52% of the units in India in the automotive sector. Pune, Bengaluru, and Chennai account for 85% of the installed GCC talent in the auto sector. And again, engineering R&D accounts for two-thirds of the work being done at these centers. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at forbesindia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.